Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Oh my goodness. Where do I begin? Weather brought to you by the Chanhassen Dinner Theater's visibility now at the airport, MSP International, down to a quarter mile. And that could start to be impacting some flights. If you have a flight out of MSP, you might want to call ahead and make sure your flight is on time. Foggy today, periods of rain, evening thunderstorms may be severe. We'll get into all of that here coming up. A high today, upper 50s to near 60. And again, that warm air passing over cold snowpack, cooling the air down to the dew point. And that's why all the fog is forming. Lazy clouds forming on the ground because of this clash that's taking place today. High wind warning tonight. Winds gusting over 60, a changeover to snow, just a coating in the metro. But those wet roads will turn icy with a low of 23. Couple of inches, maybe 2 to 4, Brainerd Lakes, 5 to 8, Leech Lake to International Falls late tonight. Tomorrow, flurries taper, some afternoon sun, still windy, 25. Friday, a few flakes, 22. Saturday, a coating of light snow, 23, up to 30 on Sunday with more sunshine. And we should see a thaw by Monday, mid-30s. Right now, 41, Paul Douglas News Talk 830. WCCO. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 15th day of December. I think. As far as the atmosphere is concerned, it's April 15th. And that's going to lead to some fireworks later on today. Nothing gets me into the holiday spirit faster than the threat of tornadoes. A little more than a week before Christmas, and I can't believe I'm saying this either, but the Storm Prediction Center has a moderate risk, and that's usually a tripwire for me. It basically states a significant threat of tornadoes and straight-line wind damage. And I know it's kind of an out-of-body experience for meteorologists, and I'm sure for you, listeners at home, driving to work, staring at piles of snow. How do we go from 20 inches of snow on a Friday to a tornado threat 5 days later? Weather Weirding 401. This is an advanced lesson in crazy weather. By the way, the last time there was a slight risk of severe storms, 20 years ago, December 5th, 2001, the Storm Prediction Center, a division of NOAA, they keep an eye on the atmosphere. They do a great job. They're the ones that issue the watches, severe storm watches, tornado watches. And the threat level goes from marginal to slight to enhanced to moderate to high. Today, southeastern Minnesota under a moderate threat. When I hear moderate, my brain goes to tornadoes and straight-line wind damage. Probably no long-lasting supercell tornadoes like hit Kentucky back on Friday, but there could be a few short, relatively brief and small tornadoes embedded in a squall line that pushes into the metro sometime this evening. By the way, there has not been a December severe thunderstorm warning issued by the Twin Cities National Weather Service since they started keeping records of that back in 1986. We shouldn't be surprised. It's been a warm December. Over 3,000 record high temperatures so far this month nationwide. Over 3,000. Just 14 record lows. It was the third warmest autumn, seventh warmest November on record for the nation. That warmth, obviously, that warm hangover has spilled over into December, contributing to the historic tornado outbreak in five states on Friday. And today we get a taste of that. I don't think it's going to be anything like what happened in Kentucky and Arkansas and Indiana, Illinois. But it could still be rough and there could be damage. Bowling Green, Kentucky, 14 people killed within a few blocks, seven of them children, during last Friday's tornado. And today, President Joe Biden is traveling to Kentucky for a storm briefing, surveying the damage. Sean Triplett is a former Marine who served three tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Sean said, I've seen war zones. I've seen absolute destruction. Nothing compares to it. Talking about what happened in Mayfield, Kentucky, three quarters of the town gone. I don't expect that in Minnesota, but there could be a few isolated tornadoes, especially south and east of the metro. A bigger threat, Mankato, Rochester, Wabasha. We'll keep you posted. It's going to be a long day. And then tonight, the winds gust over 60 as that much colder air arrives. So, yeah, strap yourself in. We love the variety in Minnesota when it comes to the weather, but a little too much variety. Can we ease up on the variety just a little bit? So when we come back, Blois Olson and the Morning Take.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.